Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Vav, and we are on the top line of Kuf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, as we are continuing in the Shita of Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi said, we had a machlokas on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, we had a machlokas about Behemas Shutfin. The Tanakhama said Behemas Shutfin is Chayav and Reishis Hagez, and Rabbi Eloi said, no, Behemas Shutfin is not Chayav and Reishis Hagez. We discussed whether that's only referring to Akum or not. Pashtus is that even two Jews that own an animal together is Pater from Reishis Hagez. And we have the Makar of Rabbi Elah. Rava comes along and says, but there are many exceptions to the rule of the singular Lashon. Even though there's a singular lashon used by many other areas of halacha, but because there is another word that is an inclusionary word that's in plural, that is why that includes even a case of shutfin. So we spoke about truma, we spoke about chala, we spoke about peya, as we go through all of these mitzvos, and then towards the bottom, we brought up mezuzah. Let's speak about mezuzah for a moment. So the mezuzah, again, the Gemara says, even though it says beisecha, which is your, sounds like singular, didache in shutfis lo, but the Torah also says, by the schar, levan yiru yimechem yimevenechem, right, that's an inclusionary word, it's plural. Ela beisecha, beisecha lemayasas, why the singular lashon of beisecha, lukid the rabba. So, that teaches the divrabba, which we had lastly in Mesechas Menachas, de amar rabba, rabba said, derech bi'ascha min hayamin. Beischa could also be read as bi'ascha. It means the right side going in. That is where the mezuzah is put, as we saw Rashi yesterday. Labayis atak koveya mezuzah, kshu nichnas labeiso, ragla di yamina ayal bereisha, nifnash yamin beknisa hu derech bi'a. So that's beischa bi'ascha. We know in halacha, there are really four questions to ask when one is trying to figure out exactly which side to put it on. Sometimes it's not so clear. So question number one is exactly what the Gemara says here. When you go in on the right side, that means Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. If you go in public to private, it always goes on the right side going in, public to private. What about a backyard door? So post Gemara Machalik, is there a way to get from the street to the backyard? And then the backyard into the house, then Lachar, you'd put it on the right side going in, because it's still a doorway in from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. The only shaila is, what if it's an enclosed yard? Totally enclosed. So then, that's a question. So there are those that say to do it the other way, as we'll see why soon. But the first question is, if it's really a public to private question, so then the right side going in, that's derech biyascha. But what if that's not true? Within a house, inside a house, one room to another room, that's not Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, so you can't go by that rule. So how do you determine right side? So the next question that is asked is, which way does traffic usually flow? Right, which is the most common way of going from one room to the next room? Right, do I usually walk from A to B or B to A? So that is question number two to ask. What if that's also equal? Sometimes you have a living room and a dining room and you go here and you go there. So also, it's not so clear. It's not Rishus HaYachid, it's not traffic. So then the next question the poskim deal with is usage. Meaning, does one room service the other room? Could we look at one as, so to speak, the ikker and one as the tafel? Right? Sometimes this question is asked by the kitchen and the dining room. You have the kitchen and the dining room, so let's say often you could go from one to the other, they're equal. So the next question is, probably would put it on the right side going from the kitchen to the dining room, because the kitchen serves the dining room in that way. Another question to ask, what if that is also not clear? The right side is not clear, and the traffic is that the public to private, and the traffic and the usage. So then the post can bring in Hekertzir. Hekertzir, which way does the hinge go? If there is a door on the doorway, so which way? Usually the door swings in. So if that's true, so then you would know which is considered the right side in halacha. What if all of these are not true and you have no idea? Listen, there's no door on the doorway. There's no door. The Rambam says that to have the mitzvah of mezuzah midaraisa, there are 10 requirements. One of them is a delas. One of them is a door based on the way that he reads the Gemara in Maseches Menachos. But what if one is not 100% sure after all these questions are asked? So then, many poskim might say, okay, choose one. Choose one. Well, you're going to tell me that this, keep it on both. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simin Kuf Ayin Vav in Yaradeya. He has a tshuva this type of case. You don't know, and it doesn't have a door. So Rav Moshe was asked this question, and the questioner said that he paskin whichever side you want. I mean, what are you going to say? There's no definitive answer to this question, Aleph Kuf Ayin Vav. And Rav Moshe says, I disagree. I disagree. He says, yeah, I disagree with saying get whichever side you want. And then he also says later on, I disagree that he quotes, he says Rav Tuvia Goldstein showed him that from the Shailas Yavetz, that maybe this type of question, you put it on both. He says, I don't like that one either. So what does Rav Moshe say? Neither. Rav Moshe says, there's only a chi mezuzah if it's clearly bi'ascha, as we have in our Gemara. Be'ascha, bi'ascha, derech, bi'ascha, mena yamin. If there's no clear yamin, Rav Moshe says, there's a p'tur for mezuzah. Amazing chiddush. Amazing chiddush. Other poskim do not agree. But that's what Rav Moshe says. Lo nachon lasos kein. What? You're going to tell me one day you want this side, one day you want that side. Rak b'makam echad yadu atzarech likvoa. V'lo shayach litvos baratzon ha'adam. V'ayom yikva b'tzad zeh. U'machar b'tzad shasheni. And he quotes the Araya from the Gemara Menachos and Tosfos. Remember that Gemara, the Gemara Menachos, Lama Gimel. Rav Nachman says to Reish Galusa, right? This is the Raya that I was just referring to from the Rambam. Rav Nachman tells the Reish Galusa, Tali Dasha Bereisha, Bepischa, Debein Begavri. Hang up the door! Hang up the door. So the Rambam says, why hang up the door? So I can know where to put the mezuzah. Hang up the door because there's no Chiva mezuzah without a door, says the Rambam. Others say, Rashi Tosfos, other Rishonim say there, hang up the door, because the case was that the door frame was on the floor. And if you don't put it up first, it'll be Tasov Lo Mena Asui. You can't put the mezuzah on the door frame before you put the mezuzah, the door frame in the door. But Rav Moshe says, no, it must have been to know which side. Because if before you know which side and which way Heckard Seer goes, then there's not going to be a chiv of mezuzah. Mashma d'lohaya yachol likvoa mezuzah be'ezah shachi yirtze. Kivan shaleka Heckard Seer. Ve'en yadua be'ezet zad. V'hochrach litvos adeles k'deshi Heckard Seer v'yuchal likvoa mezuzah. And he quotes other ayahs to this as well, but that's what he says. U'mikivan shalom estaver she'yechiv ala adam lasos zelasos k'delas chayim mezuzah. I found it harder to believe that there would be a chiyuv to put a door up in order to know which side the mezuzah goes on. No. If you know which side the mezuzah goes on, great. If not, if you're going to want to put one up, then you should know which side. But there's no chiyuv to put up doors in order to know which side. V'lachain, mashma shabofa kaze yepatar mi mezuzah. Kol zman shlo hem midlasos. Av v'todu zarash v'yodu b'pesach kaze la rambam v'chulu. And he says, v'tam mishum d'chziv beischa derech biyascha, our Gemara, hu gam k'peda b'chiv shem lo nikar derech biyasa hu pater l'gamre. That is a big chiddush of Moshe. But at the end he says, but remember, you only get to Heckard Seer if all the other questions are not answered. Right? If you have a traffic answer, so then you don't get to the issue of Heckard Seer. Avalamina to call zehu rak kishem mamish haknisa v'itzia shave mecheder zelaze umizelaze. Avalamaknisa mecheder echal l'sheni hu yoser meifcha. If one way traffic goes is for sure more than the other way, yesh l'kvoa mezuzah b'makam sheyoser regilim likanes deyesh l'mezel pasar rubas. That's an important shita of Rav Moshe. Again, many others wouldn't agree, but again, that's the chiddush of Rav Moshe biascha derech yamin. There's a lot more to talk about by Inyani Mezuzah. Let's just mention one other point, and that's Tosfos. Tosfos here on top. Be'ezcha derech biyascha. Tema, amaylo amar shutfis dovei kochavim, kidekamar b'chol hani dila'el. Tosfos wonders that all the other times we darshined to exclude shutfin. And here, by Mezuzah, right, why don't we darshin to exclude shutfis akum? Right, like we had earlier. By shutfis akum, if a Jew and a non-Jew own a house together. Right, the Gemara doesn't talk about that. Right, it talks about two Jews. Two Jews, you would have thought, Patra Kamash Bal Chayef. What about all the other cases? Why Darshan Shutfis Akim is excluded? Explains the Rashva, because that you never say. You wouldn't say that. There's no Havamina that just because you own it with a guy, you'd be Patra for Mezuzah. Why? Says the Rashva. Nira li, Mishum Mezuzah Chovas Hadorhu. Ulishmira Asuya. Viafilu de Shutfis de Goy Yisrael Hadarba, Tzorach Shmira. Even if a guy owns it. The Jew still is living there, and we know mezuzah is chovas hadar, and the person living there needs shmira. Or the Ran, the Chlushi Ran here quotes the Rashba. Da'atu migara bayezesh al shutfis bi bayesh al kusi. What if a guy owns the whole house and the Jew is renting? What are Yisrael still needs to put a mezuzah? It's even more of a chiddush, but that's what we paskin. If a Jew is living in a house, a Jew is renting from a non-Jewish landlord, he has to put up a mezuzah. It's chovas hadar. And therefore, there is for sure a chiyah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Reish Pei Vav, in Hilchos Mezuzah, a daya otherwise. Shulchan Aruch quotes here in, where's the Shulchan Aruch? Here in Reish Pei Vav. Mordechai says Pater against this Rashba. Mordechai says Pater. That's what the Mordechai is quoted in the Ran as saying. Why? The Taz. The Shutfis Marbinon Midasiv Yirbu Yamechem, Uovikochavim Ain Lo Markain. Right? You shouldn't say that. He says that's what the Mordechai Paskins quoted in the Ramah. But other Poskim aren't so convinced, especially if a Jew lives there by himself, not with a guy. If a Jew and a guy live there together, maybe there are issues also of to the mezuzah, if it's not going to be mechubad. Garmin bizoyon lekisvi hakodesh, says the Shach. Mikan lamanu, other similar cases. But if a Jew lives there by himself, and it's just owned by a non-Jew, then we would say that there is a chiyuv in the mezuzah. Good. Meir Simcha here also discusses different chilukim between different types of mitzvahs. Okay, there's a big discussion here, but we'll leave that for now. A little couple of points about mezuzah and the shmira element of mezuzah. Remember that Rambam that screams about people who only focus on the shmira element by mezuzah. You know, people who think that is all that it's about, and they lose the whole point of the mitzvah. Says the Rambam, sometimes they write even names of cameos on the inside of the mezuzah, right on the back of the mezuzah. People write things, right? People write Shakai on the back to know which side is up. But to write on the front side of the mezuzah, the Rambam says people do that, they ruin the mitzvah chaviva. Hiyad ma'od. But that has to do with the shmira element. There's definitely a shmira element, but that's not the essence of the mitzvah. Remember the story of Unkelus. He also used the shmira element of Avodah Zarah Yud Aleph to try to convince them of the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But still, first and foremost, one has to do the mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah. We continue. Says the Gemara, Meiser. So getting back, we're still in Rabbi Loi. Remember Rabbi Loi? So Shutfim are excluded. An animal that's owned by Shutfis is Pater from Reishis Hageis, because there's the singular Lashon. So we continue, quoting many different areas of Shas. Of Halacha. Meiser. Afagav dechsiv Meiser degancha. Dilach in the Shutfis lo. Meiser degancha is also singular, which might be interpreted as only yours, but not of Shutfin. Wow, maybe you'll be Pater from Meisros. If you're b'shutfis, kasav rachmana, masro seichem. No, it's all included. Alamaiser dagan chalamai asa. So what is that excluding? Lemute shutfis to ovdei kochavim. It's excluding shutfis of an ovdei kochavim. This is by Meiser Sheni. So there's chumris by each one. Rav Yashav points out, and you can't learn one from the other, right? You might have said, well, you know truma, don't you know Meiser? Meiseris, isn't that an outgrowth? So he discusses there, it's quoted here in the Biur Adaf, he discusses, you know, when do we say that Meiser is a function of Truma, and when do we say that it can function by itself? And we can ask this question by all of them. We can ask this by Meiser Rishon, we can ask this by Meiser Sheni. We discussed a couple of days ago, Meiser Sheni Shekdimu B'Shibolin. You know, Truma's Meiser flows from the fact that there's a Shein Meiser Rishon, even though there wasn't a Chiv of Truma Gadola yet. What about Meiser Sheni? That's a different type of category, a Meiser. That's the only one that's Mamon Gavoa, so to speak, according to some opinions. You have to eat in Yerushalayim. So again, that's what he discusses. That's why you wouldn't be able to learn it just from Truma, this Leman. We continue. Matanos. What about Zerol Chaim Lekeva, with the last parak? Avagad dechaz rachman v'nasan. Even though the Torah says v'nasan, lashin yachid, ikal meimar, yalef nesina, merishas ages. But even though it's singular, I would have learned it from Reishis Hageis, Malahal and the Shutfis Lo, Afkan the Shutfis Lo. Even though it says Venosan, and I would have learned the Gzera Shava from Reishis Hageis to say Pator. That's why the Torah says, Kazav Rachmana, the pasuk we read yesterday, Me'eis Zovche Azevach. That is inclusionary phrase, Zovche, Mashma 2, plural, and therefore Shutfin are included. The only one that's excluded is Reishis Hageis. Ela Taima, the Kazav Rachmana, Me'eis Zovche Azevach. So one second, the only reason we include an animal owned jointly by two Jews, by the Zerol Chaim and the Keva, is by, because it says Zovchei Zevach, Chalav Hachi, Hava Mina Leith, Mereshis Hageiz. Were it not for that extra phrase, I would have learned Gzeira Shava from Mereshis Hageiz, Adarabba, Neilav Bitruma. Why would I have learned it from Mereshis Hageiz? You could also learn Nesina, from Truma. And that would be a better one to learn, because as Rashi says here, why would you rather learn it from Truma? Fourth line on top. Right, one of the midos batorah is when you have a choice to darshin, you darshan al-chumra. Darshan al-chumra, that's midihi batorah. The Rebbe Yosef Engel has a piece. Is there a svara to that? Is that just based on suffik, or that's a midihi batorah? So either way, so the Gemara says here, so why would you need a pasik to include shudfin? You would learn it from truma, right? When you have a choice. Remember, what do you mean? Gzira shava? Don't you have a misura for gzira shava? What do you mean they would have had a choice how to learn it? As we mentioned often, gzira shava, the root of the gzira shava might have been passed down from generation to generation. But the details of gzira shavas had a lot of individual svara given by the Tanaim to figure out exactly where to darshan, right? That's that line in the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Ramban says, it can't be that Gzeirah Shavah can darshan on your own, because it's impossible to have such a large book with so many words that are repeated that you can make up your own Gzeirah Shavah. It says the word the. You can't make up your own Gzeirah Shavahs. It has to be based on a Mesorah. But within that Mesorah, there's room for halachic creativity. And there's room for which way am I going to darshan it? Like this Gemara right here. The Gzeirah Shavah is from the word Nesina. But do you compare it to Reishis HaGeiz? Do you compare Reishis HaGeiz to Zeror L'chaim in the Keva? I'm sorry. You started up wearing the Zeror L'chaim in the Keva. Do you compare Zeror L'chaim in the Keva to Reishis HaGeiz and to say Pater from Shudfim? Or do you compare it to Truma and you'd say Chayef? Right? They're both going to the Kohanim. But we can talk about it exactly which is more comparable to the other. Either way, you shouldn't need a Limud. So the Gemara answers, you're right. In Achinami, you don't really need that Limud. You would have darshaned it from Truma to say Chayiv anyway. At least, what do you need that extra phrase for? L'kidurava, damarava, hadin imatabach. Well, we had earlier in the previous parak that really the din is the Kohen could go to the Shochet to get the matanos, because that's when the Chayiv kicks in, as we saw in the last parak. Somebody's a ger, before and after Suffolk, the Chayiv of the matanos start at Zman Shchita. I think all of these context, the Gemara is darshaning the singular versus the plural. The Gemara elsewhere has a different way of darshaning singular and plural. The Gemara in Maseches Menachos, if you remember, sometimes singular means on Beis Din as a representative of Am Yisrael, while plural means on each and every person. A different way of darshaning the singular and the plural. L'kachtam lachem b'yom harishon, l'kicha l'kol echad ve'echad. By lulav, everybody has to do it. Right, lekachtem usfartem lachem imacharas haShabbos sfirsa omer. Right, sfira lekol echad ve'echad is plural, but v'safarta lecha parshas Bahar sheva shapso shanim sheva shanim sheva pamim. That's singular. That's bezdin. Bezdin has a mitzvah to count Yovel every year of Yovel. So singular sometimes is only for bezdin as a representative of Klal Yisrael, while the plural is the chiyuv on kol echad ve'echad. That's where we're talking about the chiyuv of the mitzvah. Here, the Gemara is not darshaning the verb of what we're supposed to do. We're darshaning the item that's being used or being given. Right? That's why it's a little different type of drasha. All of these uva kutzrachem es katsira, a little bit. And before we had peya, uva kutzrachem, when you cut. We discussed that a few days ago. Right? When is the chiyuv of peya? Is it to give or just to leave? Aziva or nesina? But that's something to keep in mind. Bikurim, next one. We darshan. Even though it says Artzacha by Bikurim, which we might have darshaned, that Shudfis is excluded according to Rabbi Loi, Kadzer Rachmana, Bikurei, Kol Asher, Ba'artzam. Changes it on the side. Right? Ba'artzam, everything in their land, and therefore that is plural included, even if it's Shudfin. Ela Artzachalam, at least what do you need your land for? Limute Chutz La'aretz. To exclude Chutz La'aretz, now there's no Bikurim from Chutz La'aretz. Tosfos here discusses, right? This is what half of what Tosfos says elsewhere, which we saw a little while ago. Tosfos says here, every Tosfos on this Amud is crucial, even though it's a little quantitatively small, but qualitatively, obviously. Afagav says Tosfos to Mitzvah Tzliya Baretzi. What do you need a Makar for to say that Bikurim is only in Eretz Yisrael? It's a Mitzvah Tzliya Baretz. Right, so you don't have a limud to tell me that Truma and Semaisris are only in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have a specific limud and drasha that Shvita is only in Eretz Yisrael. So even though it's a mitzvah to leave Ba'aretz, so why should I need a separate limud? Because matzom itzrich lemiute bishum de iskish lavasa b'chalav b'chadkra. Quotes the Rashbam. Because the pasuk puts bikurim and losavasha b'diba chalevimo in the same pasuk. And because that's in the same pasuk, so I would have darshaned. What if darshan? Oh, so is that, so just go back a step. So why is it in the same pasuk? Why are the Torah put in the same pasuk? So that's the Tosfos we saw a few days ago, a few weeks ago, I don't remember. Tosfos in Vav Basra, Daf Pei Aleph, where Tosfos quotes what our Tosfos says, but then Tosfos there is a little more expansive. Tosfos says, again, why do you need a limud for it to exclude Bikurim from Basra, from Chutz La'aretz? V'yesh Mefarshim Mishum Di Bikurim is Kushu L'Basra B'Chalav. Tichsev Reishis Bikurei Ad Mascha, Hosav Asher Gadi B'Chalev Imo, U'B'Mechilta B'Hed Yamakish Lahu. V'Saka Daitach says Tosfos, She'yu Noagin Af B'Chutz La'aretz, K'mo Basra B'Chalav. Again, does not give a svara why. What does Bikurim have to do with Basra B'Chalav? And then Tosfos gives another daya, but again, that's already a svara. Ula Rashba Nire, Delo Chashivi Bikurim Mitzvah Tuliya Ba'aretz. Wow. According to the first, our Tosfos, and according to the first day of Tosfos, it's a Mitzvah Tuliya Ba'aretz, which is compared to Basra B'Chalav, and therefore we might have thought it's different. The formulation of the second day is that it's not a Mitzvah Tuliya Ba'aretz. Wow. Delo chashivi bikur mitzvah tuliyah ba'aretz. Delo dami l'truma u'maiser v'chala. Dehasam gufa peirus mechuyavim b'truma de tevel ninu. Vaser and bachila. We know it's tevel. If something is tevel, that means there's a chiv, it flows from the ground. Right? When it grows, it's tevel. V'lakach chashuva neim tuliyah ba'aretz. Aval ha'bikurim ein achiv tali b'peirus. Ela ba'adam. Bizman hazeh. We're not mafrish bikurim. Doesn't make it tevel. We can't give Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash and to the Kohanim, so we just don't do it. It doesn't create Tevel. De'ein Esar and Bachila. What does that show? That it doesn't create Tevel? That it's in the Gavra, it's not in the land. And therefore, it's not a Mitzvah Tuliya Ba'aretz. Mitzvah Tuliya Ba'aretz is something that comes automatically from the land. It has Tevel. Shemitah is Kedushas Aretz automatically. Afal Bishlo Hifresh Me'en Bikurim. Bechulu. V'od. And then he quotes, Midolo Chayev Shumu Maizra Shis Marech. Bikri, another siman. Tumas and maizras are only once you finish processing the tvua. Muchach shachiv tali beperos. Lefi shelo higia adayin zman chiyuvan. You have to process the tvua. Bikurim, nothing grew yet. You put a little ribbon. Avo bikurim vadei chovas agufninu ka'avo dezara. The yalfinon minayo bekedushin she'en achiv tali beperos ala ba'adam. Ve'afilu ba'odan be'ilon mischayev. Because the Mishnah and the Bikurim, that you go down and you see the Tanis Shebechra and you put it on. So it's very different. It's very different. It's a Chovas HaGuf, Tosfos calls it, and not a Mitzvah Tuliya Ba'aretz. That's Tosfos Bava Basra, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, which quotes the same day as our Tosfos, but has five more lines added to that. Again, very crucial, very fascinating discussion of the Mitzvah of Bikurim. Good. Also in the Torah, Bikurim is separated from all the other Mitzvah Tuliya Ba'aretz. Right, it doesn't talk about Bikurim in the mitzvah, right near Trumas and Maestros. Right, it's a different category. Tzitzis, next. These are great dafim. Every daf is great, but, you know, when we talk about all these topics in halacha, tzitzis is next. Avagav dechaz rachmana. Kesuscha. Even though it says kesuscha, and again, that would exclude partners, didachin deshurfis lo, and Rabbi Loi might darshin it that way, kaz rachmana, al kanfei big dehem ledorosam. So we include, because it talks about it in plural. Yala kesuscha la mali, what does kesuscha exclude? Look at Rav Yehuda, dam Rav Yehuda, if to exclude, Rav Yehuda, as we had back on Daf Kufyud, talis sheula, peturim and etzitzis kol shloshim yom. Your talis, first 30 days, a talis sheula is pater from tzitzis all 30 days, the first 30 days of a borrowed talis, right? And that's what we discussed. We had a lot of discussion, rather huge Tosfos on Kuf Yud Amabez. Fascinating, went into all of the details of that halacha about kol shloshim yom. First of all, Tosfos discussed what about midrabanan. Tosfos discussed there on Kuf Yud Amabez that midaraisa petura la'olam. On a Torah level, you're pater forever, not just the first 30 days. Because kisus chavalo shalachirim, Tosfos quotes our Gemara. Ela lefishin nireis kishelo chivuhu chachamim mishloshim yom ve'elach. Dan derach lishol yosim mishloshim yom. It looks bad. Marasayin, right, after 30 days, midrabanan, you are chayef. And from there, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and this is how you know, stam she'ela shloshim yom. Not just stam halva shloshim yom, stam she'ela shloshim yom. Tosfos doesn't like that deya, he thinks there might be a difference. Then Tosfos, you remember, discussed the bracha. What about the bracha? So he quotes, Pashas, you would not make a bracha on a she'ula. You would not make a bracha, and it's worse than a zman grama. Worse than Zman Grama, which Rabbeinu Tam allows a woman to make a bracha on Zman Grama. Why? Because it's not similar. Because by Zman Grama, the other people are chayiv in this mitzvah. Women are pater, but it's so-called a chefsa shel maisa hamitzvah, and therefore you can make the bracha on it. Here, nobody who wears this talis, she'ula, is going to be chayiv. That's Tosis's formulation. Lo dami la talis she'ula, da hazam adam acher hayachayiv, she'eno suma, o she'eno isha, aval hacha kol adam pater, she'eno shelo, b'yafal pikein, hamavarech lo hifsit. But if you really want to, you can make a bracha. Okay, and then the Rush there discussed also, the Rush said the only time that you're going to be pater is if you get a beged that is not mitsuyitz. Right, without tzitzis. If you borrow, bisman hazeh, generally, how does it go? You're not borrowing begadim, just garments. But if you borrow a talis or a tzitzis like we have, bisman hazeh, the Rush says for sure you'd make a bracha on it because that's the das while your friend gave it to you. Right, the whole shaila about a talis shula is the talis, not a talis im tzitzis shula. Somebody gave you a robe like in the days of old. They had four-cornered garments, and somebody just borrowed that. It's a question, do you put tzitzis on it within 30 days or not? But if somebody gave you a beged with tzitzis on it, like bizman hazeh, so the Rosh and other poskim say that we can assume that it was given to the person in order to be able to make the bracha and fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore it was given to him l'shem, having it, owning it, and one would be able to make the bracha. And that's what the poskim discuss regarding a talis of a shul. Talis of a shul also, we assume that one can make a bracha on according to many, because the das of the tzibur is that the person who's going to use it is going to own it for that amount of time. Again, not legabe kinyonim on Shabbos, and, you know, how could you have a kinyon on Shabbos, right? We're not that far. But again, that is what is assumed to be the case. That's what the Mishnah Berurah discusses in Siman Yud Daled in Hilchos Tzitzis. Avo betalisos shel kahal ke'ein shalanu hametsuyos bebate knesios, like our talisos, sarach levarech alav l'kulei alma. Says the Mishnah Berurah, they have to make a bracha on it. Why? Afilu kishalov shel rak la'avor lefnei ateva, o la'alos la'torah. Mishum detalos shel kol adayta dahaki kanu mitchila. Shekol mishalov ishoso sheyi eshalo, kimo be'esrog. Kimo be'esrog. And therefore, because we could assume that, that would be the case. Good. It gets into, you know, how do you put on the talis before you get an aliyah? You know, you have to do ituf on it in order to make the bracha. Big discussion. That's why it's a good idea for gabbais to let the people know beforehand so they have time to put on the talis properly, before getting the aliyah. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Makeh. Next mitzvah. Makeh. Building a fence around your roof. Afagav the katzrachmano ligagecha. Didach in the shutfis lo, even though it says lagagecha, which is singular. So maybe if you own a house jointly, there's no mitzvah. Kotzav rachmana ki yipol hanofel mimenu. It says kipol hanofel, and the nofel falls. Rashi kol shiroi lipol mimeh menu afilu b'shutfis. Anybody that's an inclusionary phrase. Elagagecha lamali lamai asa lamute bateknasias bate medrashos, to exclude roofs of shuls and bate medrash. Why are those excluded? Why would a shul be excluded or a base kenesis? Rashi, she'ein chelak le'echad mehen bo, sha'af libnei aver hayamu. It belongs to the whole world. That's not included in yours. Va'od she'eino beis dira. It's only a beis dira. Right, so again, that's where the mitzvah would apply. Right, the post can point out, if it's used as a beis dira, if it's a flat roof and people use it, then at least the losase would apply. The losase, losas and dabim beveisecha. Losasim damim, but again, the assay, there might be chilukim between the assay and the losasay. Again, makeh is a fascinating discussion. Maybe one halacha makeh. Again, each of these could have many. Can you make a bracha on a makeh when you don't actually physically put it up? What if a goy builds the makeh? So what if the goy is the one in construction? He puts up the gate. He's the one that drills it in. Can you make a bracha on that? So that's the Machan Ephraim. Machan Ephraim writes that you can make a bracha even on, I'm sorry, you can make a bracha even on a makeh that a guy builds. That is the Machan Ephraim and Hilchos Shluchin. Let me just find a lashon here. Vo nira tamacher, diachal of arichalav, yavo bisha goy osahu, vein shlichus legoy. Hani dehri dami demidi deboy shlichus. If there's a maisa hamitzvah that you need to do that requires shlichus, then you can't make a bracha unless you do it. But it's something that does not need shlichus. It's result oriented. Make sure it's done. So then, even if a guy does it, because you took care of it, right? You took care of it and you had it done, and therefore, You can make a bracha. Minchas Chinuch beferish argues. Minchas Chinuch Abayish Kiseitze says beferish that if you have a goy put it up, you weren't mekayim your mitzvah. Wow. Minchas Chinuch lishi tasso five different times in the Minchas Chinuch thinks that makah is a mitzvah shebegufo, just like tishah, just like tefillin. If you don't put up your makah right away, you're mevatel the mitzvah. Even if you put it up an hour after you're supposed to. You did bitul mitzvah. It's not like once you get it up, it's all good. No. Even if you made it, lo tikin masha'avar. So lushitaso, he says, it's all about the maisa mitzvah, like hafarshas shumas and maisrus. He says, like many other mitzvahs. The Machan Ephraim argues. Actually, the Magen Avraham quotes as Machan Ephraim in Hilchas Shabbos. Right? If a woman, let's say, something happened, ba'ones, whatever it is, she couldn't light Shabbos candles, and she remembers, or she finally has a minute after Shkia. After Shkia, so she can't light. Safek, Ben Hashmashas. So she can get a guy to light. We paskin that Amir Lakam is mutter during Ben Hashmashas. So the guy is going to light the candles during Ben Hashmashas. Magen Avraham says, based on this Machan Ephraim, maybe a woman can even make a bracha on the guy lighting the candles. Because it's also a result-oriented, not just covet, it's Oneg Shabbos, to have the environment, to have the Avira. So maybe one will be able to even make a bracha on that. Get a big discussion in the which mitzvos are result oriented, and that would be good enough. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, that was our entering into the world of many mitzvos. Amar Rabbi Barabaya, Rabbi Barabaya says, Lesnu Lahani Klali, I don't like this whole structure that Rava created, that Rabbi Law argues on Matanos, and by every other context, you have to find another limud in order to include. D'tanya, behemas hashutfin chayaves bibichor Rabbi Law potra, because we find it by another context. You're saying it's only by reishis agez. You find it by behemas shutfin. Behemas shutfin, Rabbi Law says, is potter by bachor behema tahora. My time to Rabbi Law, I've said bekarchem etzoncha. I've doesn't say bekarchem etzoncha, and therefore, according to Rabbi Law, you should say it doesn't work. So the kulhu Yisrael. Right? That means each and every Jew. But it's not to include a partners. And I'm Rabbi Chanan Misura. Also, let's do Ladi Klali. I don't like this whole structure that Rava created for Rabbi Loi. That once you have a Lashon Rabim, that would override the Lashon Yachid. Titania, Bemetz Shertva Chayavis, Bimatanos. So he goes back to Matanos, or Al Chayim Lakeva. Rabbi Loi Poter, my time, Yolof is even seen in Mirish's Agaze. Right? The Havamina we had earlier. Malahalan Shutfis Lo, Afkada Shutfis Lo. Viusagadada Betruma, Machayiv, Nelof Nesina Nesina Mitruma. Elos Rami no Betruma Nami Poter. Aye, but what about we said before, the Xer Shava? Why wouldn't you learn Xer Shava from Shuma? It must be by Truma, he also says Pater. It must be Rabbi Loi has this all-encompassing shita that whenever there's partners, so that excludes certain mitzvos. Even two Jews. Unbelievable. Right? Truma and Matanos. So Gemara says, one second, so if you're going to compare it to Truma, you can compare Matanos to Truma. And Truma also is Pater, so Ima Truma Ba'aretz in Mechutz La'aretz Lo, Af Matanos Ba'aretz in Mechutz La'aretz Lo. So you should say the Matanos are not, you don't give Zerolachem the cave in Chutz La'aretz. So Amar Rav Yossi Mina Harvil in. Correct. That's what he would agree. V'hatan Rabbi Loi Omer, Matanos Einoag in Ela Ba'aretz. Exactly what he says. V'chein Rabbi Loi Omer, Reishas Ageiz Einoag Ela Ba'aretz. My time with Rabbi Loi, why? Amar Rava, Yalaf Nesin Nesin Mitruma. That's what he learns. The Gzeir Shav, Matruma Ba'aretz in Chutz La'aretz Lo. Af Reishas Ageiz Ba'aretz in Chutz La'aretz Lo. So why don't you even go farther? Once you have the Xer Shava, Ima Truma Toveles, Afreishas Agez Toveles. If Truma creates Tevel before you take it, so maybe the Reishas Agez should also create Tevel. How does Reishas Agez create Tevel? Right? Reishas Agez, well, let's just do the next line and then we'll ask the same question. Amrele, Amar Krav, Reishas Agez Soncha Titein Lo. No, there's no significant status until you give it. Okay, special limud. Or similar. If Shuma is chayav misan chomesh, so too Reishis Agez should be chayav misan chomesh if what? You don't eat Reishis Agez. Tosva says, V'yavagad Reishis Agez lo shaycha be'achila v'ein b'truma chomesh ela ba'achilasa. Hanoas reishis hi achilasa. Even though you only find it by eating, no. Eating, achila, could sometimes mean consumption. consumption and you use it. Using it is also having, you know, customer consumption. So here too, wearing it. Wearing it could be also included in the Mesa Vachomish. That's the Havamina. Amakra, no, umesu bo, v'chulu v'yasaf alav. Alav v'lo al-reishas hagez, bo v'lo b'reishas hagez. So we have a drasha that it does not apply to reishas hagez. Good. Viter imat shruma rishon v'sheni achareha, af reishas hagez v'sheni v'sheni achareha. So maybe we should say that if truma rishon has matanos after it, truma is not the final stage, truma has rishon and sheni after it, af reishas hagez rishon v'sheni achareha. So too maybe reishas hagez should have stages afterward. It shouldn't just be one gift. Rishon v'sheni, like Rashi says here, ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni, and therefore, if you compare it, maybe there should be another stage. Amakra reishas ein lecha bo ela reishas bilvad. Right? Ein lecha bo ela reishas bilvad. Only, no, the special limbud that only reishas. Interesting. What's the havamina? Right? Isn't mice, this is what alluded to what we mentioned earlier. Doesn't ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni flow from afterwards truma? What's the havamina that reishas hagez would have a rishon and a sheni afterwards? What's the havamina? So I saw in the Shalme Yosef. He quotes, you have to say there's some type of independence. Right. Im din rishon v'sheni noveya mimash hifresh truma mikodem, oshay shayach beiz ofen l'chiv truma. So then what's the havamina? What's the havamina? Right. But if you say that they are somewhat separate, right, so then maybe you could understand. Maybe you could understand. Or you say no. Or do you say the opposite? Right. Maybe if it flows from the truma itself, so maybe you come up with a chiddush. So it flows from the reishas hagez itself. If it's independent, then what would be the havamina? Right? There's no makar for having such a mitzvah when it comes to reishas hagez. Either way, it's an interesting havamina to think about that there would be stages of rishon, extra matanos of wool in this context. Good. So we keep asking kashas. Again, if you have the gzeira shava of truma and reishas hagez, so why don't you take it a step further in all these havaminas? Ima truma mechadash ala yashan lo, af reishas hagez mechadash ala yashan lo. So maybe you should have to give reishas hagez only from sheep on itself, not like this year's and last year's. Sengmara answers in, that's correct. That's correct. That's what he holds. The Tanya, we learned in the Brisa. Hayulo shtei rechelos. If somebody has two sheep, we learned, Beis Hillel, you need five sheep. But if somebody has two sheep, so what if you save it up? Gazaz v'hiniach, shnayim u'shlosha shanim ein mistarfos. Right? It's not mistaref because it's only two sheep. And two sheep are not chai. It doesn't matter how much wool you save up. Hachamesh mistarfos, but what would be medayik? But if it was five sheep that didn't have enough, you know, to start with, remember we said the five sheep have to have a certain amount. But if it's five altogether, it would work. Vatanya ein mistarfos, but we have a price that says it wouldn't be mistaref. Even five. El Shrami no, had Rabbi Eloi, had Rabbanan. It must be that. This is a machlokas. And Rabbi Eloi would say, it does not combine, just like Truma does not combine. Good. Ima Truma, Gadav Chiev, Chiev, Gadav Pater Pater. So another question about the comparison, if we take the Gzira Shava fully. If Truma, just like by Truma, what was grown by Chiev is Chayev, and what's grown by Pater is Pater, Af Reishas Hagez Nami. We can say by Reishas Hagez, Gadav Chiev, Chayev, if it was owned by a Jew when it grew, Chayev, but Pater Pater. And we don't say that, as we will see in a second. The guy be truma minalan. How do you know by truma that only what grew b'chiyev is chayev, and if not, not? The Tanya, because we know the Brisa tells us. Yisrael shalachach sada misurya v'ovikachavim. A Jew that bought a field in Surya from ovikachavim. Why dafka Surya? Because, as Rashi says here, Surya is what we call kibush yachid. Big sugya, Maseches Gittin, first parak. Kibush Yachid, Lav Shmei Kibush. When David HaMelech conquered Syria, it was not fully part of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Different days in the Rishonim. What did David do wrong? Did he conquer it out of order? Did he not do it with the permission of the Urim and Tumim and the Sanhedrin? Different days, Rashi Tosis, the Sifri, in the Gemara. Titania. But either way, there was something that was missing. But Rashi points out, since it didn't have full Kedusha Sa'aretz, yes, that's why a guy's Bailus has an effect. Yesh kinyan lo vekachavim lafkiya midei meiser in Surya. If it would be Eretz Yisrael, the guy would have no effect. says Rashi. That's why this deus here says Syria. So a Jew that buys land from Syria land from a guy in Syria, if he bought it very early in the growth process, chayiv, then he's chayiv in shumas and maestros from it. But once he bought it after it grew a third, Rabbi Akiva mechayiv betosefes. Rabbi Akiva says you're only chayiv in what grows extra, v'chama potrin. The Chum say, even that part, you are putter, but what grew in the hands of a guy, it's for sure putter. And therefore, just like there, what grew biptur is putter, so too you should say by Reishis Hages. V'chitei machinami, if you say, yes, that's true, but it's not, but we learned in our Mishnah. Halokei akeis son over the kochavim, if I buy the shearings of the guy, putter Reishis Hages. That's if I buy the shearings, but not the sheep. But hatsono ligzos, but what if I bought the sheep itself? So mashma, that even though the wool grew while it was owned by a guy, hatsono ligzos chayiv. Kasha. So again, why wouldn't Rabbi Loi go across and say, even by Reishis Hages, it would be pater if it grew in the hands of a guy? And again, kibush yachad is a huge sugya, yesh kinyan la'akim lakim and demaitis is a huge sugya. Again, each of these dafim are full. So Gemara answers, masnisan delok Rabbi Loi. It must be that our mishnah is against Rabbi Loi. In Achinami, Rabbi Loi would say, that would be pater. If the wool grew while it was owned by a guy, and then you bought the sheep, still you'd be pater. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Loi. Fine. Says the Gemara, one more. Ima truma mi min al she'eno mino lo. Just like truma, we don't take min al she'eno mino. Operations agaze mi min al she'eno mino lo. So the braces agaze. The guy mi truma mino lo. And how do you know? Detanya. The braces says, the Tosefta says, ha'ilo shnei mine te'enim shechoros v'levanos, two types of figs. Black and white. V'chein shnei mine chitim. Ein tarminu ma'asri mizelze. You cannot be torim u'maser from one for the other. There has to be a matana from each one. Rabbi Yitzchak omer mishim Rabbi Eloi. Or Rabbi Elazar on the side. Beishamay Omrim ain't Tarmin. Beisil Omrim Tarmin. Beisil argues and says you can, but why? Why did Beisil say that? Because he thinks they're all one type. Fundamentally, two different types. You can't be Torim Yizel Zeh. But Beisil assumes that, you know, black and white are one type. Af Reishis Hagez Mimin Al She'eno Min Alo. So we should say the same thing by Reishis Hagez. If you say it by Truma, Reishis Hagez too. Answer in yes. Rabbi Loi would say that. V'hatznan, ha'ilo shnei beis minim, shchufos v'levanos. Right, what do we have in our Mishnah? If you have two different types of wool, machalo shchufos avalo levanos, zenos in latzmo, zenos in latzmo. You see, if you only sell one type, so then the seller has to take off and the buyer has to take off. So you see, yes, a nachinami. Reishis Hagez only applies from within one type. Ela me'ata, what about the next line of the Mishnah? Seifa diktani zacharma valona kevas, zenotin la'asma v'zenotin la'atzmo. If he sells him males and not females, hachanami v'shud the shrei minin inu? Males and females are not two different types of minim. Right, so why would that be the case? Ela eitzatova kamash v'lan. But it must be the Mishnah just giving you good advice. Delesiv le mehai derachech o mehai da'ashun. He's telling you give some of these, which are soft wool. Then a cave has soft wool, and the zachar has hard wool. So obviously, male and female are not because of two different types. So achanami etzatova kamashmal and delay salumi shavaya. So too in the previous line, it must be talking about a case where it's just giving you good advice, but it's not based on the fundamental yisod that it's two different types. So therefore, we're back to the kasha. What does Rabbi Loi do with our Mishnah? It's the answer is the Gemara. Ho kim no lamastizu delo Rabbi Loi. Well, I just said this before. I said before, the Rabbi Eloi is against our Mishnah. So, he's against our Mishnah regarding this too. He's against our Mishnah regarding what we said earlier about if it grows, Birshus Gai. And here too, Mimin Al Mino. The Rambam, Menuchas Bikurim, quotes this halacha, the Kesef Mishnah and others are a little bothered by his Lashon. If you look in Yud Yud Aleph, here in Bikurim, the Rambam quotes, Hayu Shnei Mine Giza. Kigon Giza Levana v'Giza Shchuma. O Gizas Zacharim v'Gizas Nekevos. Didn't our Gemara just say that male and female are not two types? The Rambam quotes it. The Rambam quotes, if somebody has two different types of wool, Levana Shchuma, Zacharim Nekevos. Umachar min zeh v'iniyacha min acher, zenotin la'atzwa, ma shalokach, v'zenotin la'atzwa, ma shashir. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, what's the Rambam doing? The Gemara rejected that Lamaskana. Right, it's Eitzatova. And also, it's a wonder. Shemeachin shapasa krebi loy. Then he raises like he's no egel ba'aret. Since he already passed like krebi loy, that we're going to have Esther and assuming in the Gemara. That raises like he's only in Eretz Yisrael. Lama pasak delo kavasei, but Omer called gizosi rachis. He quotes another. Why does he quote like, does he pass like krebi loy? Not. So the end of the Kesef Mishnah says, interesting yesod. Sometimes the Rambam will quote the language of a Mishnah, even though it's not the maskan of the Gemara. Maybe because he expects us to know what the pshat of the Mishnah is based on the maskan of the Gemara. V'be'inyin ahidus ramin akevas yesh lomar delishna demasnisa nakat kimin hago umashi yisparish b'masnisin yisparish b'dvarav. The same way the Gemara gave the pshat of the Mishnah, the Gemara gave, we should give the pshat of the Rambam. That's what he suggests. Okay. Fine. Says the Gemara, another question on Rabbi Loi. E matruma beinan shi'irani karin. If truma requires shi'irani karin, meaning you can't give your entire field as truma, operations against shi'irani karin. So maybe you're raising against too. Maybe you should not be able to say all of the wool of the sheep, it's all going to the Kohen. So the Gemara says, incorrect, in Achinami, Vatnan. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer, the Mishnah, in Chala, Ka'omer, Kol Garni Truma, my whole garment is Truma. V'kol Yisasi Chala, Lo Amar Klum. That's meaningless. Ha'kol Gizai Rashis, Dvarav Kayamin. But if you said, my whole Giza is Rashis, is Reza Gaze, it works. V'tani Yidah, but didn't we have another bride that says, Lo Amar Klum, Elalav Shvamina, Ha'ri Loi, V'harabana Shvamina. It must be the Achinami. Rabbi Loi would say that you're not allowed to do that. And the Rabbanan say that you are allowed to do that. That was the stira that the Mishnah pointed out in the Rambam. Period. Amar of Nachman and Bar Yitzchak ha'idzna nog alma kani tlasave. The Minna Ga'olam is like the three elders. Which three elders? Rabbi Loi, Bereshis Agaz. Rabbi Loi, Bereshis Agaz. That's us. The Tanya, Rabbi Loi, Omer, Bereshis Agaz, in a noeg, Ella, Ba'aretz. Only in Eretz Yisrael. Bereshis Agaz is noeg. Tosas points out that not everybody says that. Taptosis, Rov Amram, Leslud, Rabbi Yoshia, that's the other one, the Ritva says, many Gemaras that seem otherwise, it must be Chumrah. It must just be Chumras. Says the Ritva, right here. V'yeshlan alomar, da'aliba de'ilchasa k'rebi loy, sviralan, af b'matanos. Ela kishim shetiknu chachamim linhok chumus and maishus b'chutz la'aretz tiknu gamkein shinigu b'matanos kadei shalot ishtakech tarach matanos shekfar hech zikuba v'amachra alat v'alafresh matanos b'chutz la'aretz tavo lo bracha. Right, that's what we mentioned from the Chassam Sofer and the Aruch HaShulchan. It's that me'ikra din, it's only in Eretz Yisrael, says the Ritva, but if you're going to be machra in chutz la'aretz, that's also okay. So that's one of the elders that we hold of, right? That Reish Lakish is only in Eretz Yisrael. Uk Reb Yehuda ben Maseira, but Divrei Torah. And number two, Reb Yehuda ben Maseira about Divrei Torah. The Tanya, as we know, there was a Takanas Ezra that a Balkari has to go to the mikvah before learning Torah. Reb Yehuda ben Maseira says no. The Tanya, Reb Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, ain't Divrei Torah makabel tuma. Divrei Torah not makabel tuma, and therefore one doesn't paskin like the Takanas Ezra. Huge discussion in the Rishonim there in Brachas. How could Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira knock out a Takanas Ezra? Ezra Sofer made a Takana. How could he knock it out? So the Rabbeinu Yonah there in Brachas discussed maybe it wasn't what didn't spread out in all of Am Yisrael. Maybe it was limited to a generation. Tosas of Bakama discusses. Again, big discussion how he did it, but he did it. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simin Peches. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Peches. Already quotes in, I think I brought it here. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Peches, in Hilchos Kriyashma, Balkari Mutter B'Kriyashma, Kol Atzvayim Korin Batura V'Korin Kriyashma Mispalalin, Chusvi Balkari, Shotio Ezra Mikol Atzvayim V'Asru, Bim Dereh Bim Kriyashma, B'Tfila Ad She'Yitpol, V'Chulu V'Yachar Kach Bitzlu Oso Takana, V'He'emidu Adover Al Hadin, She'af Balkari Mutter B'Divrei Torah, U'B'Kriyashma, U'B'Tfila, below tefila, below rechitza. V'chein pashat haminhag. So to the minhag as pashat that divrei Torah einan mekabel tuma. The Mishnah Berurah quotes there are anshi maisa that are knowing this tefila, but either way, meikra do we paskin ein divrei Torah mekabel tuma. That's number two. And number three, Ukrab Yoshia Bikilayim. And Rabbi Yoshia and Kilayim, the minhag is like Rabbi Yoshia, Ditanya, Rabbi Yoshia, Omer, La Olam, Ein Chayiv, Ache Yizra, Chita, Visaor, Vacharsim, Apolos Yad. The Chiyiv Daraisa of Kilay HaKerem is only if you take, in one fell swoop of planting, you take wheat, barley, you need two tfuah. Not just one. It's not one and one, it has to be two and one. That's the din of Rabbi Yoshia all at once. Chita, Saor, and Chartzan, the grape seed, all in one Zriya. That is the Daraisa of Kilay Hakera. Okay, we have to stop here. Bezrem Chomer Bazroas. This gets into the next part of the Mishnah. The next 2 days will be put up by the Shem from the last cycle as we get into the last week and the last perek of Maseches Chulin. Okay, we'll stop here.